Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. 1 Samuel chapter 2, 6, 7, where they got that song from. That song is just 1 Samuel 2, 6 to 7. I'm here to introduce you to the lifter and ask him to lift you. Simple. That's all what I'm here to do today, to introduce you to the lifter and ask him to lift you. Sometimes we are human. We respond to how people dress. We respond to how people look. We respond to, see, for me, it's natural. It's easy for me to relate with somebody that is always smiling. It's difficult for me. I'm always afraid of people frowning. So if I want to do something for people, it's easy for me to do for people that are laughing, smiling, than to do for people frowning. Why? I am human. That is me. If your face is strong, kakaraka, and you are making me afraid of you, if I want to give you something, I might not be able to give you. But God is not like that. He knows our deepest part, and He's able to make help available all the time. Even if pastor does not remember you to pray for you, even because you are frowning, God just says, the people smiling that He's praying for, I don't want to answer them today. The people frowning that He's not praying for, He's the one I want to lift up. That is God. 1 Samuel 2, 6 to 7. Can we all read together? Oji kan lu kan pa opa kan wo kan yeo. The Lord kills and brings to life. He brings down to the grave, Sheol, and He raises up. The Lord makes poor and He rich. He brings low and He lifts, He exalts. I come in the name of the Lord that created the heaven and earth. Wherever the enemy has kept you, the Lord is lifting you from there. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord arise and lift you there. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand, let's pray together. Say, where the enemy has kept me. Say, where the enemy has buried me. Say, oh Lord, arise. By your power, by your grace, by your anointing, lift me up from there. Can I pray in the name? Lift me up. Lift me up, lift me up, lift me up. Lift me up from there. Wherever the enemy has kept me, lift me up from there. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I have the keyboard? Let me have the keyboard. Anyone overwhelmed by the situations of life, give me the keyboard. Lift it up. Lift it, the keyboard. Stretch your hand to the altar. Stretch your hand. Stretch your hand. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. I might not know what you are going through, but the Lord knows what you are going through. For what you are going through, the Lord is making grace available for you. The Lord is making grace available for you. The Lord is making grace available for you. You are not hopeless. You are not helpless. Grace is making a way for you. Grace is making a way for you. You are not hopeless. You are not helpless. Grace is making a way for you. You are not hopeless. You are not helpless. Grace is making a way for you. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 3. Psalm 3. Let's read from verse 1. Psalm 3. From verse 1. Psalm 3. From verse 1. A psalm of David. When he fled from Absalom, his son. Oh yeah, let's go together. Oh Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no help for him. Are we, please, are you in church? Go back to verse 1. Let's start again. Lord, they increase that trouble me. Listen, that day might be a thing. It might be a person. It might be a situation. Are you here? Huh? No, it might not be village people all the time. It might be the village itself. Has Nigeria happened to you before? You understand? How are they, Nigeria, increase their trouble with me? No NEPA, no health facility, no everything. Are we here? Are you here? If churches are not in Nigeria, I don't know what will happen to people. Have you thought about it? You know, many people join churches. They are making money. They are doing this. They are doing that. Remove churches from Nigeria and see. You'll be shocked. How, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Let's go. Many are they that rise up against me. Look at this verse 2. I'm interested. Look at that. Many there be which say of my situation, my soul, there is no help for him. Is there any situation that makes you look as if there is no help? Look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. Let's go. But you, thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one. Any situation that made you bad on your head, the Lord is lifting up your head in celebration. Stretch your hands here. Yeah. Stretch your hands here. Yeah. By the grace of the Lord, by the word of the Lord, by the power of the Lord, whatever is making you to bow down your head in shame, whatever is making you to bow down your head in sorrow, whatever is making you feel hopeless and helpless, let the Lord arise and solve it for you in this service. In the name of Jesus, in this service, prophetic help is made available for you. The Lord himself is lifting up your head. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So the psalmist said, people are laughing at me. They say there's no help for him in God. Please, do you understand that story? Look at the beginning. He says he wrote that psalm when he was running away from his son, Absalom. So for you to understand what he's saying, you need to understand what happened to him with Absalom. Absalom was his beloved son, the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful people, person ever created by God. A guy that had long hair. A guy whose oratory skills are second to none. He got to a time he wanted to take the kingdom over from his father. So he would stand by the palace. When people want to go in, he would call, where are you going to? I want to go and see your father for a judgment of matter. My father is old. He will not listen well. See, do it this way. If only you people make me king, you will know that I'm better than my father. He did all those things, and one day he arose with people to become king. And his father ran away from the land. What kind of a king? You have been king for years. You have not lost battle. You have won everywhere. Your child rose up against you, and you run away. You think you will run away with your head high? He ran away with his head low, in shame. So my beloved child is the one that will rise up against me. In shame. And many told him there is no help for him in God. Why he was living? Why he was living? They said there is no help for him in God. So in that place of work, people were being promoted, but they have brought you down. Promotion list was released. Your name was not there. Everybody was jubilating for you. You did not know. Nobody talked to you. You just left the office. Unknown. No help for you. That was why he raised that psalm. Many are gathered against him. Many are saying, there's no help for me in God. I don't know who is in that situation. But it looks as if there's no help for you in God. But you know, verse 3, I love you so much. Say, but thou. Can I hear you in short at the top of your voice? Say, but thou, O Lord, I a shield for me, my glory, and it looked as if help will not come, but thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory. Men thought you have forgotten me, but thou, O Lord, are a for me my glory. I almost gave up on the situation, but now I receive my glory and the lifter of my soul. God is the one that leads when everything around looks contrary. When no man can help, when you have given up, God is the lifter that lifts your head up. I want to continue. I don't want to be tempted to go back to what I said in the first service. But listen, God, the lifter, lifts up the forgotten. I'm here to tell you something. Some of you, your parents worked and worked and worked, but they had nothing to show for their labor. You are working out and working out, and it looks as if you have been forgotten. But remember, but thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. My glory and the... Are you in church? That is our memory verse. What is the memory verse? Let me hear you go. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me and my... And the lifter. So when you leave the church and you get somewhere, after you have complained about the people have said many things about Nigeria, and you too have said some things, not you to say, what do you say after? But thou... you are my, and when you have prayed and prayed, and it looks as if prayers are not answered, what will you say? But thou, oh Lord, are a shield for me, my, and when what you contested for was given to another person and not you, what will you say? But thou, oh Lord, are and my glory and my lifter of my head. Do we understand that is a psalm in the midst of challenges? It's easy to say, for thou, O Lord, when it's testimony time. But this is meant for when the thing has not happened, when you are going through the difficulty. Lift your two hands up, let's say it together again. Let me hear you, but thou art a shield for me, you are my, and say, no matter what is happening around me, but thou, O Lord, are my glory, and no matter the false accusation against me, but thou are, even when I am not qualified for help, but thou are, you are my glory. God is interested in lifting people that have forgotten. Esther chapter 6, 1 to 3. Esther 6. On that night could not the king sleep. Change the translation for me. And he commanded to bring the book of record of the Chronicles. And they were read before the king. And it was found written how Mordecai had told about the gardener and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who gathered the treasure and who have sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor, oh my God, what honor or distinction has been bestowed on Mordecai for this? The king's young men who attended to him said, nothing has been done for him. Anything you have done in the past that has not been rewarded, in this service, let the Lord release the reward for you. In the name of Jesus. Verse 5. Okay. And the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the king's palace. Look at it. To speak to the king about having Mordecai hanged on the gallows that he had prepared for him. He wanted that God. Just remember. The king, remember, what should I do for Mordecai? At that time, the other guy came in wanting to kill Mordecai. You see, there are many things that happen in the spiritual realm that you don't understand. You don't know them. And the king's young man told him, a man is there standing in the court. And the king said to him, let him do what? Let him come in. So Haman came in. And the king said, I want you to read with me. Because it is you. Yeah, let's go. What? Ask the question again. Let me hear you. What? To the man whom the king delights. Say it again. Let me hear you. What? Pause. Do you know that you are the one that the king delights to honor today? And then he's asking you, what should be done to the man whom the king delights to honor? You answer the prayer, the question yourself. For Haman, he thought it was him. And he said something. For you, it is not that you think it is you, it is you. I'm going to give you 30 seconds quickly. You will lift up your right hand and you will tell the Lord what should be done to the man the king delights to honor. Over to you. Tell him what you want to be done to the man the king delights to honor. What should be done to the man the king delights to honor? The Lord delights to honor you. What should be done for you this morning? What should be done to the man whom the king delights to honor? In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. The man the king delights to honor, the king lifts such a person up from where they are. Mordecai totally forgotten. But from that day, even though he was seconds away from being killed by Haman, his story changed compulsorily. What's today's date? Hello, what is today's date? 10th, Abby. 10th of April. What is the time? 10-12. Are you here? 10th of April, 2022. 10:12 a.m. You are the one that the King of Kings delights to honor. Therefore, everything you have said today, let the Lord arise and do for you. Let the Lord arise and do for you. Let the Lord arise and do for you. In the name of Jesus. So, for everyone that has been forgotten from the valley of forgetfulness, the Lord is remembering you. In the name of Jesus. So the Lord wants to lift you up when there is a downturn all around. Job 22:29. Give me in King James. This is why you don't join everybody to talk anyhow. Talk about Nigeria. Don't complain. Don't murmur. They have messed up our country. There's no doubt about it. There's insecurity. There's no doubt about it. You will be insane not to be affected and not to talk about it. But there's a way you talk about it. Can we read 22 verse 29? Let's go. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, and he shall save the humble person. When everything has taken a downturn, the Lord delights to lift his people up. Remember, arise and shine, for your light is coming, the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Yea, gross darkness has covered. Yet, in the midst of it, you will do what? You will arise and you will shine. God lifts up in the midst of downturn, economic downturn, security downturn. When situations are unpalatable and things are not going according to plan, the Lord wants to lift up. Give me that verse again. Let's pray with it. Let's pray with it. When men, well, let's read again together. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. Lift up your hand and let's pray. I say, no matter what is happening around me, no matter the downturn, the casting down of situations around me, I decree there is a lifting. Can I say there is a lifting? In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Lord, there is a lifting, there is a lifting, there is a lifting, there is a lifting. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Lord, there is a lifting for me. In the name of Jesus, there is a lifting. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. For the Lord wants to lift people that have been forgotten. And the Lord wants to lift us up when there is a downturn. Go and check it. Go and check it. Whenever there is a downturn, a famine, a negative situation, anywhere across history, God raises new people, new billionaires, new leaders, new great men. All things pass away and new people take over. Are you preparing for that? But the people that complain and don't plan for the future, they move with you. When there is a casting down, you shall say, for you. Are you here? For what? For thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. You are my glory and the lifter of my head. In lifting, the Lord wants to bring down the enemy and lift you up in their place. In fact, God enjoys doing this. Let's just, since we are in the book of Esther, let's stay there. Esther chapter 8. Before we go to Esther chapter 8, Psalm 75, 6 to 7. I took it in the first service. Let me take it again now. Psalm 75, 6 to 7. Look at the God you serve. Let's greet. For promotion, cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Verse 7. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up. Oji kon lu kon pa opa kon wo kon ye. Put one down. Lift another. Make one die. Give life to another. He is your God. And what he's interested in doing is taking what belongs to the enemy and giving it to you. Esther chapter 8. Let's read 1 and 2. Esther chapter 8. 1 and 2. Esther 8. Thank you. Let's go. On that day, King Ahasuerus gave to Queen Esther. I want us to read together. Okay, let's go. One, two, go. On that day, gave to Queen Esther the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what was right. Look at verse 2. Look at verse 2. Let's continue. And the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to, and Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. Calm down, calm down, calm down. So there is this boss in the office, because he has authority, he's harassing you. Before you know it, his seat, his office will become yours. That is what the Bible is saying. Are you here? He lifts up. When the battle of the enemy is too much, he looks at the enemy and says, hey, is it because I allow you this position? I take it from you and I give it to you. I come by grace this morning. Every affliction of a strong man, every power, authority used against you because you look too small in their eyes, let the Lord arise and take what belongs to them and hand them over to you. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Say, anyone arisen against me without any cause, the Lord bring them down and hand over their position to the people that serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in your office, in your home, in your father's house, every enemy, any strong man arisen against you, let the Lord bring them down. Let the Lord lift you up and give you whatever belongs to them. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Do you know that when the Lord wants to lift up, it does not matter your location and where you are? See, Daniel was taken to Babylon when he was a teenager. He was an eunuch. He was castrated. Taken to the foreign land at that young age. Nehemiah, same. Taken to a foreign land at that young age. Joseph was taken to a foreign land, Egypt, at a young age, 70 years old. Their parents were not there. They had no connection. They did not speak their language. But the Lord was with them. And He lifted them up. If the Lord can do it for people in those days, He can still do it for us. No matter your location, as long as it is where God asks you to be, He can lift you up. So God lifts up in the foreign land, in the midst of foreign people. He has no respect for location. He lifts up in a foreign land. Are we seeing, church? Soon we'll hear your name globally. In the name of Jesus. Why? The Lord lifts up in a foreign land. I pray for anyone in an unconducive location. Anyone in any wilderness going through challenging circumstances now. The Lord that lives in a foreign land. The Lord that remembers in a foreign land. Let the Lord remember you. Let the Lord lift up your head. Let the Lord help you. In the name of Jesus. Now, I look into the camera and I pray for our foreign legion. Every member of our church that have left this country, wherever they are, across the nations of the earth, from US to Canada, to Russia, to UK, wherever they are, in any African country, we speak to you. Wherever you are, may the Lord lift up your head. Bring the camera to my face. I want my face stronger than this. Lama karia, bademo kote kete, rabakaria ka area. Lazata kata e mekeria katala ba ali kerebokoria katala e rekete kete libokoria. Let the Lord make things easy for where you are. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord make that place conducive for you. Let the Lord raise up for you. In the name of Jesus, everyone new in Abuja that you are in this church for the first time, let the gates of Abuja be open to you. Let the help of the Lord locate you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are we seeing, church? God wants to lift us and bring us into manifestations. Dr. Dike Olukoya used to say something. He used to say, there is no quiet anointing. If grace is upon you, it announces you. Listen to me. In my own, I have to just do jeje here. Yes, jeje. But there is a jeje that announces. Are we here? I was telling you last week, your noise must fill the land. Isaiah 60, 1 and 2. Let's read together. My time is fast spent, but I want to dwell on this a little. Are we in church? At the top of your voice, can we read together? Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory. Listen to me. God can lift you up by shining His glory upon every area of your life. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will be seen upon you. Do you know you are a city set upon the hill that cannot be hidden? Why don't we know you? Sir, ma, city hidden, city set, even in this show. How many people know your name? A city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden, that is behaving like a rascal, like a person in darkness. You come to church, you go out, You come to church, you go out. Then one day you needed somebody that will sign guarantor for you. I wish you could give me authority to slap some people. Pastor, I'm sorry. I've been coming to church for the past 7 years. I've been a member of the church for you have been a member of the church for these 7 years. I've never known you. But the day they needed somebody to sign something for you, you now come to church. Pastor, please help me sign. You are hidden. A city set upon a hill cannot be hidden. Are we here? That is who you are. In hiding yourself, there is nothing called shyness in destiny. Many shy people never fill in the gap. Let me not say, they never achieve destiny. If you are shy, kick it out. One of my brothers came to meet me one day and talk about his shy situation. Whenever he needs to talk publicly, he will go mum. He will not be able to do anything. And I said, no, be here. You must do it. And what is the secret? I told him, whatever you want to say, write it down. Go and say it. If you forget, carry the book, read it. Let them say, you don't know anything, but now you write and read it. So go and take that thing again. The rest is history. Now, if you see him reading prayer and talking publicly, you will never know. Shyness almost killed his destiny. He will not be covered, though. There's nobody that is shy. Everybody has where they talk in their corner. Increase that corner where you talk. Are we here? Increase that corner. Say, let me tell you. See, today, many times when I want to mount the altar, that's when you see me sometimes, you see me there. Now, Bobo. I say, I want to be like pastor. Sometimes the thing they hold me. Sometimes the Lord tells me some things he wants to do. They are so wonderful that is it possible? Can I say those things? What of if they don't come to pass? Can I decree it? But I still come and I say it. Why? Shyness will prevent you from achieving destiny. There's somebody you are supposed to talk to after service. Say, I do this, I do this. You refuse to talk. He gives it to another person. Many people here, they would have been married a long time ago. Guys, all the ladies they want to marry, because they are shy, people have married all of them. They are still single. Receive confidence, though. Can you see what shyness can do many people? Don't mind them. Sometimes we have some things to give up. You know, the Lord, that you don't come. Then 2 days before, we have given it to another person. You now came and say, I say, yeah. If only you had come 3 days ago. Why? Shyness. You are a city set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. Shyness is not part of you. Are you here? I'm not saying you should be talking. You can be calm, but don't be shy. Why shall I shy? Are we here? Please listen to me. God wants you to manifest like David. He wants you to manifest in the presence of your family. If you are not accepted in your family, I don't care how big you have become, you are not yet accepted. In your family, you must shine first. The man shone in the presence of his family. He was anointed in the presence of his family. And when everybody in Israel was running away from Goliath, it was a time for him to shine. Can I shock you? The time of adversity is a time of shining. Don't run away from me. Shine there. Many people are a city set upon the hill, but they are unknown. I'm here today to terminate that syndrome of unknown. How can you be doing business and nobody knows? Even in church, nobody knows. All what we see is on WhatsApp. You don't talk to us in church. You want us to buy on WhatsApp. Mba. You pass my side. You did not greet me in church. You put on WhatsApp. You want me to call you that I want to buy. Mba. Many people here, your businesses are being given to foreigners. Your customers are in church, but your mouth is blocked. You are unknown. God wants to lift up unknown people by making His glory shine upon you. Please, are we seeing church, sir? Many people are unnoticeable. When you see Paul, maybe he looks like a short man. They even accuse him. His letters are stronger than his physical being. But it did not stop Paul from rising up into greatness. I'm talking to somebody here. I want that person to listen to me attentively. You might feel unimportant. You might be under the shade of darkness. You might not be distinct. You might be Mr. Anonymous. But the glory of the Lord is rising upon you and is changing your destiny. Hello, are we here? One of our daughters in the choir, I normally see her write something that, oh Lord, that can change things, that changed me from a stammerer to a musician that I am today. Hello, nothing can stop you. You are not unimportant. You are a city set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. The Lord wants to lift you up from that obscurity. He wants to lift you up from being anonymous. Many people have nothing to show in life. No evidence of their existence. No mark. No track record. He's interested in you. I remember, is it British Have Talent? Almost some years ago, of one woman that doesn't go out, was in at home, has a powerful voice, doesn't dress well, looks like an old woman. Then he just came, and all of them were looking like, what is this kind of person? Not young, not looking intelligent, not looking brilliant. What is he doing at British Got Talent? Maybe British Got Talent or American Got Talent. And she picked the mic. And even though her voice was not as good as my voice, but it was a good voice. Let me hype myself. If you will not hype me, I better forget that thing. I know, say my voice no reach, but I did try. So the woman picked the mic. The first sound, everybody, everywhere, silence. People stoop up there. How can you look 56 and sing powerfully like this? How can you dress haggardly like this and sing powerfully like this? Listen, there are many of you, you are gifted, you are hidden. His glory wants to shine upon you so that you can manifest. Are we here? Are we here? Don't run away from your areas of destiny because of shyness. Don't, please. Don't. I keep saying it. Therefore, every best... Look at Okocha. I'm sure if you interview Okocha, Okocha will tell you, a footballer, that when they were growing up, he wanted to be like that person because that person was better than him. But we never knew the person today. We don't even know the person's name. Don't be that person. You are important. The Lord wants you to shine. Many are talented, but they are unknown. Many are gifted, but they are hidden. Many have gifts, but they have not found expressions. Many are great, but they are localized. Great, but localized. Great, but localized. All what he wants is the mic in New SA Baptist Church. But God is saying, the world is your stage. But he's busy in choir, in ushering, fighting everybody. You did not put my name on the distance. I have not do. You that God wants to give the word, you are fighting over backup. Great, but he has localized himself. He has turned himself to Yibiri master. Yibiri oh, Yibiri Kembiri. Whenever he carries the mic, now only Yoruba song, but he wants to go global. Only Yoruba. Which Yoruba song? I don't forget all the songs. Stop limiting yourself. This is my constituency. Some people here, all the song they have is only 30. We know all the songs. Whenever he comes, now 30 songs. For 10 years, 30 songs. We know all the ones when he goes sing. But my father,
global ministry with 30 songs.
Yeah. If I face some of you, you'll be angry. But these are my people. Let me face them.
Please, I beg you. You are greater than what you think you are.
Stop giving up on yourself. It's time to arise.
The Lord cannot lift you up if you don't want to be lifted, sir. Are we in church? He wants to lift you up. But you need to start doing something. Take the first step. He wants you to be known. He wants his glory to arise upon you. Can I have the keyboard? Lift up your hands here. Let's release a grace. From now on, you will be noticed. Your gifts shall find expression. 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 In the name of Jesus. From today, no obscurity. 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 In the name of Jesus. May the Lord take your name abroad. May the Lord take your name global. May the Lord make you famous. In the name of Jesus. May the glory of the Lord arise upon you. May the glory of the Lord arise upon you. May the glory of the Lord arise upon you. May the glory of the Lord arise upon you. May the glory of the Lord arise upon you. In the name of Jesus. Do you know what? People are fighting in areas where God has not called them.
People want to do things that I invoke.
But that is not what God is saying. Stay in your position of strength. Do what he has called you to do. And see the Lord lift you up. Let there be a release. Let there be a release. Mandelebo keri gata kata. Esete ribakoli amala. Alete ria katada Maria. Lift your hands and receive grace. Lift your hands. Mazete ketelebo koria bara.
Say, oh Lord, remember me. Let your glory arise upon me. Can you pray? Let your glory, let your glory, let your glory. Arise, 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 arise. Let your glory arise upon me. Let your glory arise upon me. Let your glory arise upon me. Let your glory arise upon me.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We don't have enough people on television in this church. It's time for God to make members of this church authorities that are called for television programs. But look, it's not an amen talk. It's a walking talk.
Somebody said, I'm going to call you, come to television, say,
remind me, I don't forget that. We need more people on radio. We need more people in the newspapers. We need more people on social media making impact.
Authority where they are. We can't be that where you are hiding. You will give account of your giftings. You better use them quickly.
Your gifting is what will put food on your table. You better use them quickly. Your gifting is what will make you a billionaire.
You better use them quickly. Do we understand?
Stretch your hand here. Stretch your hand here.
Anyone that men have rejected. Anywhere they have said you are not the one. You are not qualified. Let the Lord arise and fight for you. Let the glory of the Lord arise upon you. Let the glory of the Lord arise upon you. Let the glory of the Lord arise upon you. Let the glory of the Lord arise upon you. Let the glory of the Lord arise upon you.
May the Lord lift you up. Lift your hands to him. There's a lifting for you. In the name of Jesus. The lifting that comes without stress. I need you to know, for some of us and most of us, it's our season of shift. It's our season of lifting. Last week we came and we decreed progress. Now we are decreeing lifting. Because that's the season. It will not pass you by. In this season, let there be progress for you. In this season, let there be a lifting for you. In this season, let there be a shift for you. In the name of Jesus, may the zeal of the Lord perform it. Lift your two hands to him. Ask him for something as I leave. Just ask him for something. What was denied your parents? Every reward that your parents did not touch. Because you are alive and you are from the loins of your parents. From today, let the reward, let the result of your parents' labor, let them be allocated to you. In the name of Jesus, I ask the glory of the Lord that brings a lifting. Let it be upon you all. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. The one that remembered Mordecai, let him remember you. The one that took everything Haman owned and gave it to Mordecai, let him remember you. The one that lifted Esther, even though he was an orphan in a foreign land that had no connection, but he still lifted her. Let him remember you. The one that picked David from the bad side of life and made him a king. Let him remember you. In other words, by divine remembrance, let there be a lifting for you this month. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance of favor upon you and give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.